Well, we're 5 days into the new year. How are those resolutions going? Have you made it to the gym every day? Have you given up those salty snacks or the sweets that you said you were going to give up? What about smoking? If you caved after a day or a half day without cigarettes, that's okay. Our next guest says you got to keep trying to quit smoking. The director of the FDA Center for Tobacco Products is with us now, Mitch Zellner. Mitch, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Your message this year, it's a new campaign called Every Try Counts. What's the meaning behind the message?
Well, the message is the meeting. We want to celebrate the next quit attempt that smokers are going to make, and this is the time of year when so many health-concerned smokers make that New Year's resolution. We want to celebrate the next quit attempt. We know that smokers have probably tried and not succeeded on many occasions and are walking around with some negative feelings, if not shame and guilt, because of past unsuccessful quit attempts. Every quit attempt that you make puts you closer to succeeding. We are launching a brand new campaign called Every Try Counts to celebrate the next quit attempt with positive, encouraging messages in gas stations and convenience stores, the places where smokers are bombarded with marketing and promotion for cigarettes.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, hit them where they're going to buy their cigarettes. What advice do you have for people that did quit on January 1st, and now here we are on the 5th, and they've got a pack of smokes in their pocket?
To celebrate any success in just trying to make the quit attempt, and please don't look down on the fact that it's 4 or 5 days later and you're back to smoking. What we're launching with this campaign in conjunction with our partners at the National Cancer Institute is a brand new website, everytrycounts.gov. And we would urge smokers and their friends and loved ones to go to this new website. There's all kinds of tools and resources, a mobile app, the text messaging process. There's downloadable information. There's access to counselors by phone or online, information about FDA-approved medications to help you quit smoking. We want to celebrate that next attempt because we know that each quit attempt puts the smoker that much closer to ultimately succeeding.
You mentioned access to counselors. That's something that a lot of people probably don't realize is available if they're sort of in the dark about how to quit smoking. There is help available, isn't there?
There is help available, and what the evidence shows is if you're working with a counselor, and again, you can do it online, you can do it by phone, and if you're also using one of the FDA-approved medications like nicotine gum, nicotine patch, nicotine lozenge, you can more than double the successful quit rate here by using these tried-and-true methods to help you quit. We know it's hard, and we know smokers have tried many times in the past to quit, and if they succeeded, they may not have succeeded for a very long period of time. And it's why the essence of our campaign here is the positive message of celebrating the quit attempt. One of our messages is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And we hope that the friends and loved ones of the smokers in their lives will join us in this effort as well.
You know, Mitch, a lot of people have quit smoking, and the numbers bear that out compared to just a few years ago. There are a lot fewer people smoking cigarettes, aren't there?
This is true. That's the good news. The flip side of the coin is tobacco use, primarily because of cigarettes, remains the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the country. And when it comes to your market, your area, nearby Wayne County has an adult smoking rate that's 50% higher than the national average. The national smoking rate is about 15%, and in Wayne County it's about 22%. And that's why we're going to focus on Wayne County. And our messages are going to be in over 260 different gas stations and convenience stores just in Wayne County, so that when the smoker is tempted with that power wall of cigarettes offering price discounts or whatever they're seeing, they'll see our messages, too, and hopefully go to this new website.
Great idea. And the website, one more time, is?
everytrycounts.gov.
All right, Mitch. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Bye-bye.